This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Vice President Mike Pence overcame a Senate tie to put Title X funding for Planned Parenthood again under state control. President Obama, on his way out of the White House, had rolled back decades of state prerogative and compelled Title X state funding for his friends at Planned Parenthood. States would return to deciding what to do with the funds. House Speaker Paul Ryan and pro-life leaders continue crafting a bill to explicitly defund Planned Parenthood and begin the replacement of Obamacare. Key Republicans are confident that Judge Neil Gorsuch will sit on the Supreme Court. Thanks to earlier Senate Democrat actions, a filibuster may be easily broken and may only hurt Democrats. The LA Times is rushing to the defense of journalists like David DeLayden, who expose wrongdoing undercover. They call California charges against DeLayden a disturbing overreach. This is Life News Radio. Maybe you've seen their curriculum in the National Catholic Register, or you've heard of the LIFE principles. If you are an educator or are responsible for high school curricula, you really do need to see the work of Healing the Culture. At healingtheculture.com, you'll discover how modern technology and tested teaching methods are inspiring students to embrace pro-life convictions for a lifetime. Visit healingtheculture.com. March 31st is the anniversary of the imposed death of Terri Schiavo. She was dehydrated to death under a court order while her husband asserted that the woman who was able to greet family was somehow a vegetable. In related news, Britain's High Court has rejected a court challenge to a law banning early death-assisted suicide. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.